for you personally, you know, going from being in the quote-unquote mainstream media, what woke you up to the 9/11 truth evidence, and what prompted you to make it a part of your life to take action for it?
Well, it didn't happen immediately, although I was watching the news. I was teaching, and I was watching the news before school on September 11th, and I saw the second plane hit the Trade Tower. And I had listened to Dick Gregory for years, you know, the activist and comedian, and I immediately recalled something I'd heard him say in reference to the plutocrats who run the country, and he had said they're planning a big old surprise party for y'all. So when I saw the plane hit, that was the first thing I thought, this is the surprise party, and my opinion hasn't changed. You know, I had a friend of mine that was staying with me named Dan Rogenkamp. We were teachers together in Taiwan, and he was working at the school in Sacramento that I was at. He was staying with me, and I asked for his recollection of what was said when we saw the second plane hit, and this is his exact quote. He said, "The main thing I remember was that you immediately said something like, well, there goes all of our rights. I remember being impressed at the time that you could make such an observation so quickly. You really did say that, don't you remember?" And I didn't remember, but I'm glad he reminded me of it. In any case, losing our rights was exactly what happened, no matter who was behind the attacks.